Hi all, it's Holly here. This post I want to do on why the words we say have a massive impact on how we feel about ourselves, about our day, about our surroundings, about everything, about absolutely everything. The language that we use can literally shift the way that we think. So I always like to use really practical everyday examples of negative language and how we can start to change that. Because when you do start to change that, you actually become much more mindful in your daily life of the words that you're using. And this will have an impact on how people respond to you as well. So for example, people might say to you in your daily life, "Hi there, how are you?" Now, it is all too often that we hear people say, "Not too bad," or, "Yeah, getting by," "Oh, you know, okay." Does that sound like somebody that is feeling good and positive? Does that sound like somebody that you want to be around? It doesn't, me. And I've been guilty of this as well. This does not make me a perfect person. I have definitely been guilty of saying, "Yeah, I'm okay," kind of vibe. And I changed it. I made a conscious decision to stop responding in that way. And what it did and what it does is shift my mindset. So even if I'm not feeling particularly amazing, if somebody asks me how I am and I say, "I'm really good, thank you," is what I'll often say. People respond in a much more positive way to me, in turn making me feel more positive. In turn, I'm actually now positive. So even if I wasn't feeling amazing, if I say that, it shifts everything. Or I might say, I'm really great. Do you know that? I'm brilliant. I'm super. I'm splendid. I'm tremendous. I'm excellent, thank you. How are you?" And with a that shift in language is totally key to changing your day. Now, that might seem really simplistic, but think about this. If you're doing that throughout your whole day, you will see that throughout your whole day, you will start to feel brighter. Now, you might be thinking, what if I am feeling really rubbish, or I am going through a really, really hard time? Now, here's key. Those of you that listen to these audio booms know that I have gone through a lot of stuff over the last 18 months. My husband has brain cancer. I'm not saying this from a point of view of everything being easy breezy and super duper all the time for me. In the times when it was particularly hard, through brain surgery, radiotherapy, through many, many countless chemos and hospital treatments, I still didn't say, you often hear people when they're going through cancer say they're battling cancer. Both me and my husband are very mindful not to say that, because we felt like if you say you're battling, then you are battling, you'll create the battle, it will be a battle. If you say, you know, you could say, we've got some challenges going on now, we're working through some challenges, that's okay. That's something that you can beat. That's something that you can work through. That's a challenge. We want to accept a challenge. We want to get through that, push through that challenge. That's a very different mindset to saying you're battling through something. You could say you're working some things out. The words that you say will often create your reality for you. Using the treatment as an example for me and my husband, when he was going through that, people will often share with you how awful it's going to be, and we absolutely did not allow that to dictate how we felt, and we made sure that our language always projected how we wanted and in turn how we began to feel. We are very mindful that he sometimes has good days, sometimes has bad days. Sometimes he feels amazing, sometimes he feels not so good. And we're very mindful of that. So when people ask how he is, we don't want to pretend that every day is totally easy breezy. But we don't want to give the impression that the days are hard, because they're not. Because we are happy, because we are positive. So we don't even say things like, you know, we take each day as it comes. Because that almost implies a negativity. We're just really careful of that language, because when you say these things, you will make it your reality. My husband will say, "Oh, it's not there anymore, the cancer." And because he says that, he's been great. And that's a good thing. That's a positive thing. And he doesn't think about it all the time. Now, I use this thing as an example, but it's an extreme example when going through illness. However, this can be exactly the same in your daily life. We hear the old saying fake it till you make it, but it's absolutely true. If you use positive language when you're speaking to people, bright, positive, you eliminate any of the negative moans and groans of that we get so used to saying, what you will get is a better response from people. You will get people being more receptive to you as a person and really, you know, bright and attracted towards you. And in turn, that's going to make you feel good anyway, which will shift any kind of mood. So language is so key. And not just the language we say to other people, but the language that we say to ourselves. I think that is probably even more important. The things that we say in our own minds, you know, maybe it's you don't think you look good, or you think you're fat, or you're too skinny, or, you know, you're not good enough. I'll never get there. I'll never get there. What do you think you are reiterating and creating as an affirmation if you say these things? In my business, I will hear people saying, I just can't get people to, I can't get people to do this. I can't people to join my business. I can't get people to buy my products. I can't get this. I can't. Your brain hears can't. Your brain doesn't hear, we're amazing, we're going to get through this challenge, we can do this. I just need to learn more, I just need to adapt, I just need to swivel around these challenges. It doesn't hear that, it hears can't. So we need to shift that, and how you speak to yourself is essential. What you need to be saying is, if you're having trouble in your business, if you're having trouble in your life, is, I am working on some challenges and I'm working on myself. I'm learning every single day. I get better every single day. Every day I am moving forward in my business. Every day I am feeling brighter. Whatever it is, if you're saying that, it's much more positive. It has an action. It has moving forward. It has that positivity about it. And it will make you think like that. And it will project a much better, much more positive attitude to other people. So over the next few days, what I want you to do is, I want you to be really conscious of the words that you use, the language that you're using. Is it negative? Does it have a bit of a sour undertone? When somebody offers you a compliment, do you immediately go into a spiral of telling them everything that's wrong with you? Be mindful of that. The next time you get a compliment, you're not going to do that. You're going to say thank you, and then you're going to move on. And that will make you feel good, and it will make the person feel good for having given that compliment. Just be really, really conscious of the words that you use, and actually just being mindful in general, just being aware of where you're at in your life every single day and how that is being reflected in the words that you say and what you put out there to other people. That is going to make you much better, a much more rounded person, a much happier person. And I'd like you to really concentrate that on that over the next few days and just see what it does. And please feel free to share that with me. I'm going to stop there, but those of you that want to know more about my particular business, then just get in touch with me at reachme@hollymatthews.net. I'm on all social media, Twitter, Periscope, Audio Womb, obviously. I'm on Facebook at Holly Matthews Success Coach. Come and see me over on my business page and learn a little bit more. And I can send you something to have a look at. And then we can create that amazing life that you're already starting to talk about. I look forward to hearing from you. Have a fabulous day.